Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're relating the gospel to popular culture by looking at the movies. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm talking to Father Peter Malone from the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. Gospel for the 22nd of December. Peter, you've selected for today Nativity Story.
Yes, the Nativity Story was made really in the aftermath of the commercial success of The Passion of the Christ. And quite an amount of attention was given to the screenplay of this film to make it very much a dramatization of the Gospels, but also to fill in a lot of the background that we know, say, from the history of the times. So it's a very fine example of looking at Mary's life between the time just before the Annunciation and she conceived, and culminating in the birth of Jesus. In fact, my only reservation is that the Bethlehem birth sequence looks a touch too much like a holy card or a postcard compared with the rest of the film, which is rather down to earth. There's a lot of very good background there of Mary and her life in Nazareth, her place in the family with her parents, the work that she did, her friends, the relationship with Joseph. And one of the best things is the trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem. I think that's very well done, and the bond between the two as they travel together.
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will give birth to a son.
Elizabeth, why is it me God has asked? I am nothing.
Oh, child.
A husband has been chosen for me. How was he to believe this?
Do you know how much disgrace you have brought upon yourself, upon Joseph, Mary?
I have broken no vow.
Women have been put to death for this.
Our gospel today is actually the Magnificat, so Mary's prayer at the end of the experience of her visit to her cousin Elizabeth. And the first reading is from the book of Samuel, about Samuel's mother, on whom people remark that the figure of Mary and Elizabeth were based. And the response to the psalm actually is the canticle from Samuel's mother, Hannah, and it parallels, of course, the Magnificat. So it's a prayerful kind of reading today. But the interesting thing about the Magnificat is that it's played at the end of the Nativity story, that the final credits, it's actually the last word, so to speak, on this story of Mary. It's of her understanding of herself as God's handmaid and of her praise of God who has done wonderful things. So, in a sense, the Church, in selecting these readings as Christmas Day comes closer, is to identify with Mary and to pray her experience with her, of her choice, of the consequences, and of the hopes that she has, and glorifying God, which is the meaning of Magnificat.